think of your buddhi as though it functions kind of like a mirror. When the buddhi is turned outward. Outward means being able to objectify whatever comes in its path. And listening to the little creatures outside. Easily, naturally objectified by me because my mind is available to my sense organs. Anything that comes into the buddhi whether it be memories or emotions or thoughts or perceptions or imaginations, all are known to you. All are as though reflected in the buddhi and illumined by consciousness. But if I focus the buddhi just toward my own being, it's me, the conscious being that I am, which is in fact the very self of the buddhi, when I focus just on my own being, there is no knower known relationship, no subject object relationship, when the buddhi focuses on me, both the luminary and the illumined are one and the same. So if you can just notice gently focusing on your own presence, on me. Notice simply, I simply am. Free of name and form. Free of color. Free of weight, free of size, free of change. Free of emotions. Free of all things. Free of all objectifiable experiences. Just notice the objectifiable experiences right now. The outdoor perceptions, the little creatures, whatever shifts and noises that are going on in the room, my own perception of the body, any thoughts walking through. These are all the objectifiable experiences. But they don't touch me. Turning the buddhi just gently toward myself, letting the objectifiable experiences waft through as they do. Not touching or causing any change in me. Just let the buddhi gently focus just on your own presence. Be yourself. And let the buddhi notice the complete absence of subject-object relationship in yourself. You simply are the very need that you know yourself to be. Now you're just with yourself without identifying or looking through the lens of these objectifiable experiences. You're just with me, just with yourself. The buddhi resting in you. Just be yourself. We'll spend some time just sitting, letting the perceptions, thoughts, emotions, imaginations, all body, all these known experiences, objectifiable experiences, just let them be. Don't worry about them. Don't try to change them. Let the focus be of the buddhi, the gentle focus. I say gentle focus so that you don't feel you have to somehow get rid of the objectified experiences that are coming and going. You don't need to. You don't want to. You don't need that. Just gently focus just on my own presence. Be. Let yourself be me. Just be yourself. With the buddhi resting, gently focusing on you. Being yourself, you naturally light up whatever input is taking place in the mind. But notice that you simply are. From your own standpoint, your being is absolutely pure, never changing by any experiences that waft through. And notice from your own standpoint, even though you are the light because of which all of these experiences shine, from your standpoint, there is only your being. from your standpoint, there are no experiences other than the self. Just relax. Be yourself. And try to control the mind. Let it be. The only control would be to bring your buddhi back to yourself when you notice it has wandered off. Just relax. You are free from space. So if you could notice that fact, you, the self, are free from space. Is there space in you? You are free from time, change. Is there time in you? You are free from dukkha. Is there sorrow in you? you are free from relationship. Is there relationship in you? You are free from fear. Is there fear in you? Gently focusing on yourself. Let your body relax even more. Let your eyelids be very gently closed, resting softly on the lower lids. No creases in the eyelids. Feel your tongue suspended and relaxed in your mouth. Feel your lips forming just a gentle smile. Smile of the Murtis in the temple, Dakshinamurti, Nandishwari. Nandi, Ganesha. Gently, the Buddha gently being with you. Being yourself. Yeah. Nature is loved. You're loved. Most dear. Just be yourself. Be yourself. Just me. Notice how you are the most dear. Ananda, the most dear, the beloved. That sense of wholeness is Ananda. Eyes gently resting, tongue relaxed and suspended. Gentle smile on your face. bringing your mind back to yourself, letting your body relax. The whole body, subtle body, just relaxing into your own presence, being held by your presence. Shanti, shanti, shanti.